a Brooks Films production, in association with Gaumont. In silhouette, a line of archers with flaming arrows stand on the brow of a hill with their bows raised. They loose the arrows. Flaming letters in Gothic script. Robin Hood, men in tights. A second row of arrows are fired. The arrows arc across the night sky, leaving fiery golden flame trails in their wake. Cary Elwes, Richard Lewis, Roger Rees, and Amy Yazbek star. Another welter of arrows are released. Also starring Mark Blankfield, David Chappelle, Isaac Hayes, Megan Kavanagh, Eric Allen Kramer, Matthew Peretta, and Tracy Ullman as Latrine. In the faint light, the archers stand with bows at the ready, dressed in leather jerkins, dark hose and helmets. They release another shower of fiery arrows. Music by Hummy Man. Associate Producer, Evan Chandler. Film Editor, Stephen E. Rifkin. Production Designer, Roy Forge Smith. Executive Producer, Peter Schindler. Story by J. David Shapiro and Evan Chandler. Screenplay by Mel Brooks, Evan Chandler and J. David Shapiro. Another round of flaming arrows are fired from taut bows. A small group of wooden dwelling houses nestle on a gently sloping hill. The archers fire a round of arrows which shower into the village. Several of the wooden roofs catch fire. A tatty, older woman in a long dress rushes out of one of the burning cottages into a dirt clearing. Other villagers rush out to join her. One woman screams. A man with a loud hailer clears the crowd, as a wooden barrel with fire department written on it is wheeled in by six men. An elder villager looks on.
There must be another way of doing the credits.
That's right! Every time they make a Robin Hood movie, they burn our village down.
Burning arrows ignite a rooftop, the flame spell produced and directed by Mel Brooks. The villagers gather in the clearing and raise their fists. In the woods, five black guys in green tights and brown jerkins perform.
Yo, yo,
check it out.
Prince John and the sheriff, they was running the show. Raising the taxes because they needed the dough. A reign of terror took over the land. They were shaking down the people just to beat the band. I said, hey.
Hey.
I said, hey.
Hey.
I said, hey.
The five guys slip into ballet moves, then back to the groovy routine.
People weren't happy, morale was low. They had no place to turn to, there was nowhere to go. They needed a hero, but no one could be found, cause Robin Hood was out of town. I said, hey.
Hey.
I said, hey.
Hey.
I said,
hey.
Hey.
All the men wear green felt hats with a single feather in them. The lead rapper sports shades and a gold chain.
To the slammer by his Arab foe, and in a little while he would be no more. I said, hey.
Hey.
I said, hey.
Hey.
The rapper pulls some slick body-popping moves while his four dancers link hands and ballet dance around on their points.
Check it out.
Khalil Prison, Jerusalem. An imposing, castle-like building. Handsome, Robin of Locksley, is pushed through the prison door in his tatty clothes and delivered to a waiting guard. Prisoners in the dungeon below poke their hands through a grill in the floor, beseeching the guard. He escorts Robin across the grill, clearing a path through the clutching hands with his whip. The dungeon's maitre d' wears a pointed helmet.
Ah, hello, hello! Welcome, welcome to your dungeon!
He scurries across the stone chamber to Robin.
Hello, I'm Falafel, maître de dungeon. Please, allow me to show you to your cell. Come.
Robin follows, banging his head on the doorframe.
Duck! I always forget about that. I'm so sorry, but we cannot seat you without the proper attire. See?
The other prisoners have long tatty beards and filthy rags. Falafel's assistant kits Robin out with a fake beard.
It's much better. And now I leave you in the capable hands of Mukhtar. He's our head guard.
Mukhtar glowers at Robin.
Please, it's better you cooperate with him. He's a tough guy. And if there's anything you require, please don't hesitate to scream. Coming! We're so busy!
He bangs his helmet on the way out. Mukhtar wears a studded leather jerkin.
Please sit.
Robin sits cheerfully next to Mukhtar's assistant.
Robin of Loxley, where is your king?
King? King? And which king might that be? King Richard? King Louis? King Kong? Larry King?
Impertinent English dog. You shall talk.
I don't think so.
Cooking! Please, the tongue looseners.
Three prisoners cover their eyes, ears and mouth. Mukhtar is handed a pair of iron tongs.
Speak, you dog! Speak!
Mukhtar grabs Robin's tongue and stretches it right out of his mouth.
What did he say?
You don't want him.
Robin is seated next to a wise-looking prisoner with jewels stuck on his face and an African headdress on. Robin's wrists and ankles are shackled to a metal frame.
You've been brave for a not at home, boy.
Oh, thank you.
I've been in this place for a while. Perhaps I can be of some service to you. Do you have any questions?
What are you in for?
Jaywalking.
Oh, I see.
Robin tests the heavy chains that bind him and pulls off his fake beard.
It's not going to be easy getting out of here. What we need is a great feat of strength.
Feat of strength? Au contraire! Now that you are here with me, what we have is great strength of feet.
Robin blinks hard.
Don't follow.
Do as I do. Put your feet on the bar. What feet? Now, on the count of kick.
The metal frame comes away from the wall. They quickly pull it back.
Noise. The noise you heard was the breaking of this poor man's heart.
Yes, that's it. Oh.
But he's decided to save his own life by betraying his king.
Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, damn my eyes.
So go. Go tell your superiors before he changes his mind.
Oh, by the love of Allah, this is a wonderful thing.
Go.
The guard turns away.
A big promotion for me.
Go.
He turns back.
It's always rewarded.
Please go.
Mukhtar's assistant hurries out of the door. Just as Robin and his friend turn to the bar, he returs. They act casual.
Bad news is severely punished. Ah!
He goes out, closing the door.
Now is our chance.
They free themselves.
Quick, follow me! You get that chain, I'll get this one!
I do.
They pull out the chains connecting the prisoners and free them all. The prisoners run to a stone wall and throw their chains up at the window beyond it. Their manacles catch on the window bars, and the prisoners haul themselves up on top of the wall. Robin is pulled up and bends over to give his friend a hand.
Come on, take my hand!
Robin helps pull his friend up onto the wall and the two men shake hands.
All right, on the count of three! One, two, three!
The men push open the large half-moon-shaped window and escape from the prison. Mukhtar's assistant returns.
I just told them they couldn't lose, and...
Three jockeys in brightly coloured racing silks and hats race camels along a golden sandy beach. In the distance, Robin is standing with his friend from the jail. They look out to sea.
It is a very long journey from Africa to England, my friend.
Well.
They shake hands.
I owe you a great debt of gratitude, my friend. I am called Robin of Loxley.
My name is Asneez, father of Achu.
Bless you.
No. Achu is my son. He's in England, your country. He's an exchange student. I'd like you to look after him. He's in need of guidance. He is headstrong and cocksure. Or is it the other way around?
Say no more. I bow on the sacred word of Loxley. I give you my undying pledge, my solemn oath on my father's honor, on the blood of my heart, on the word of my soul,
good,
on the very center of my being,
good,
that nothing shall...
You must go now, or you will miss the tide.
Yes, yes. Well, farewell, my friend. And not to worry. I'll find a chew.
Goodbye, my friend. Farewell. Safe journey.
A sneeze waves to Robin as he pounds down the beach and launches himself into the grey, uninviting waves. A dotted line on a map of the ancient world charts his swim. Out from Jerusalem, past Grecia, Italia, España and Africanus, into the Mare Atlantis and straight for the southwest tip of Britannia. A rocky cliff displays Hollywood-style letters spelling out England. Robin kneels on the sand.
Home! Home! England! Ah!
Wiping his mouth, Robin stumbles to his feet.
A horse! A horse, my kingdom for a horse!
Robin's on horseback, wearing green jodhpurs, a leather jerkin and a feathered hat. His horse has a sign reading Rent-a-Wreck hanging over its tail. He comes across a young man getting beaten up by six rough guards. Robin stops his horse and fishes out the photograph a sneeze gave him of his son Achu.
Achu?
The guards turn.
Bless you!
Then lay into their victim again.
Man, I hope someone's getting a video of this thing.
Robin dismounts and walks towards the melee, carefully comparing the photo to the young victim.
That must be him.
Robin wades in, grabbing one of the guards around the neck and kicking over another.
Watch my back!
Achu watches Robin getting attacked.
Your back just got punched twice.
Thank you!
Robin bangs a couple of heads together and swiftly finishes off the other guards.
Hey, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
He slaps Robin's hand.
Why, anyway?
I think now is not the time for introductions.
Time out! Excuse me, bad guys. I am running out of air. Gotta get pumped.
The guards stand and wait as Achu squeezes the tongues of his trainers and pumps extra air into them.
Okay, honkies. Time in!
By the by, do you know praying mantis?
You're looking at it.
Robin and Achu assume karate poses. The guards look uncertain. Robin and Achu swipe, chop and high-kick their way through their assailants.
Just get out of here!
The guards run for their horses.
Hey, go ahead! Pump!
The witches!
Stand back!
Stand possessed!
They're crazy!
Good work.
Thanks, me.
One guard stands up and holds his ground.
You haven't seen the last of us!
Robin pulls an arrow from his quiver. It unfolds into six arrows tied together. He fires all six at once, and they pin the knight to a nearby tree.
You've seen the last of us.
Robin and Achu ride on Robin's horse across a sunny meadow towards a grand stone castle with battlements and a big arched door. Robin gazes up at it proudly.
There she is. Loxley Hall, home of my family for seven generations.
Let's go!
A portly tax collector stands at the main doors. Wooden wheels have been fixed to Loxley Hall and a coachman drives a pack of horses which tow the castle behind them. Robin's mouth falls open in shock and he runs up to the tax collector.
Stop the castle! Stop the castle!
It stops.
You there! I demand to know what is going on here!
Read it and weep.
The tax collector gives Robin a scroll of parchment.
What are we there?
Hear ye, hear ye. For failure to pay back taxes, all the lands, castle and properties of the family of Loxley shall be taken in lieu of payment, signed Prince John's Royal Accountant, HMR Blockhead. This is a sham! I vow here and now I will restore my castle to its rightful place.
Yeah, yeah, you vow, we move. Let's go, boys! Take it out!
The castle rolls off its foundations. The tax inspector tips his hat to Robin and walks alongside it. Loxley Hall trundles away with a sign reading Wide Load attached to its rear, and the floor of the castle is exposed. A bearded, curly-haired man wearing dark glasses sits on a wooden lavatory reading a braille version of Playboy.
Blinkin?
Who's there?
It's Blinkin, our family's loyal blind servant.
Their horse trots into the woods.
Oh, I gotta get the horse, man.
Good.
Blinkin pulls up his tights. Robin rushes across to him past a statue of a naked woman with no arms.
Blinkin!
Master Robin, is that you?
Yes!
Oh, back from the Crusades?
Yes!
And alive?
Yes.
Oh, happy day!
He collides with the statue.
I'm quite sure there was a door there. Master Robin! Oh! You lost your arms in battle.
Listen to me. They've taken the castle.
I thought it felt a bit drafty. Oh! This never would have happened if your father was alive.
He's dead?
Yes.
And my mother?
She died of pneumonia whilst... Oh, you were away.
My brothers?
They were all killed by the plague.
My dog Pongo?
Run over by a carriage.
My goldfish Goldie?
Eaten by the cat.
My cat?
Choked on the goldfish.
Robin crumbles.
Oh, it's good to be home, ain't it, Master Robin?
Blinkin hugs him and Robin grimaces.
Wait a minute. What is that?
Oh, your father wanted me to give you this. He said that inside is the key to the greatest treasure in all the land.
Oh.
May I keep it?
No, Blinkin. I think I ought to honor my father's wishes.
Of course.
Blinkin holds a large metal locket on a leather thong and puts it on Robin's arm, as though placing it around his neck. Robin puts the locket around his neck and clamps his hand across Blinkin's shoulder.
Come, Blinkin. Let us leave this depressing foundation. We have much to do and less time to do it in.
Yes.
Hey! Hey, Rao, wait up!
Oh, well done, Achu.
Yeah, he was running fast, but I caught his ass.
Hey, who's that?
Blinkin, I'd like you to meet Achu.
A Jew? Here?
No, not a Jew, a Chew.
Hey, put it there.
How do you do?
I think better!
What is that?
Help me! Help me! Save me! Save me!
A boy of about 15 runs out of the woods.
Looks like a runaway white boy.
All right, steady on. What's the matter?
They're after me!
Who is?
The boy cowers behind Robin and points towards the wood. A group of 6 guards on horseback come out of the wood. At their head rides a tall, lean man with a neat black beard and black tabard. They stop in front of Robin.
Over that boy, Ham!
They look bewildered.
Oh. Hand over that boy.
Who demands it?
The Sheriff of Rottingham.
The sheriff flicks his hair and his horse's mane.
And what has the boy done?
He was caught poaching in the king's forest. He dared to kill a king's dare.
The sheriff checks himself.
Dared to kill a king's deer.
And this is an offence?
One punishable by death. Where have you been?
Fighting with King Richard in the Crusades. Unfortunately, my father couldn't get me into the National Guard.
Oh.
The sheriff splutters.
How dare you talk to me in that fashion? Who are you?
I am Robin of Loxley.
Oh, yes, I've heard of you. They say you're pretty handy with a sword. Let's find out!
He goes to draw his sword but pulls off the handle. Robin steps over to his horse. Robin cuts one of the sheriff's saddle straps with his sword. The saddle slips around the horse's body and the sheriff finds himself hanging upside down beneath the horse.
This wasn't a very smart thing for you to have done, Loxley. I'll pay for this!
Achu and Blinkin grin. Achu nods.
You'll pay for this! Kill them!
Robin places the tip of his sword against the sheriff's neck.
Wait, I've changed my mind.
Wise decision. So, until we meet again, have a safe journey.
The horse gallops off, bumping the sheriff's head along the ground.
Mind the big rocks!
The guards follow him.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Robin watches them go.
Oh, thank you for saving me life, my lord. I shall tell all that I see, that there is one man in England who's not afraid to stand up to Rottingham and his men.
Good. Tell them that. And tell them also that I vow to put an end to the injustice. Right the wrongs. End the tyranny. Restore the throne. Protect the forests. Introduce folk dancing. Demand a four-day work week. And affordable health care for Saxons and Normans.
Yes, yes, good, good. Well, it's getting dark and I gotta go home alone now.
Right, right.
Well, bye.
The boy runs back into the woods, screaming and flailing his arms as before.
What an unusual child.
A huge castle. Red and white standards fly from the turrets and sheep and peasants mill around outside. The shutters are closed on a small balcony and the camera moves closer to the leaded stained glass windows set into the top of the shutters.
I've waited so patiently for a true love.
Maid Marian sits in a small ornate bath, brushing her long red hair and singing. She looks across to the window. A camera lens has been pushed through the leaded glass and is slowly withdrawn. Marian frowns in bewilderment and continues singing longingly.
When will he be with his Marian? Marian, I cannot wait till he sets my heart free.
A large, dark-haired woman strides into the room.
Hurry up, my lady! You better get out of that tub before that thing begins to rust!
All right, Broomhilda.
Marian stands and gets out. She wears a chastity belt with a padlock on the side.
Hurry, hurry, it's freezing!
Marian wipes the foam off her legs with a towel, and Broomhilda helps her on with a thin white gown.
Oh, button up! You're going to catch your death, of course! Oh, these castles are so drafty!
Broomhilda walks across to the fireplace and twists a gas tap.
Toasty boy!
The fire roars into life. A small bird lands on the window.
Oh, Broomhilda, look! A happy little bluebird.
Marian steps towards the window and Broomhilda joins her with a bemused expression.
Hello!
Marian holds out her hand and the bluebird lands on her finger.
This means I must make a wish. I hope against hope. I wish against wish. That the heavens bring me a kind, wonderful gentleman who possesses the key to my...
Marian glances down at the chastity belt.
Heart.
The bird flies off.
Goodbye, my little friend.
Oof. That happy little bluebird has left a happy little doo-doo on your hand.
Broomhilda spits on a handkerchief and wipes Marian's hand. Marian sighs. Royal guards open large doors and let the sheriff into the throne room.
Prince John! I must speak with you.
All right, everybody. Later, later.
Prince John dismisses his court. He has dark wavy hair and a large mole on his left cheek.
I have news.
And what sort of news do you have? Not bad news, is it? You know I can't take bad news. The day started out so good. Had a good night's sleep. Had a good BM. I don't want to hear any bad news. Now, what type of news is it?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
I knew it! I knew it was bad news.
Prince John holds his knuckle to his mouth.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Maybe if you tell me the bad news in a good way, it won't sound so bad to you.
The bad news in a good way. Yes, I can do that. Yes, bad news in a good way. Yeah. well, here goes.
Prince John smiles.
Wait till you hear this. I just bumped into Robin of Loxley. He's back from the Crusades. You know, he just beat the crap out of me and my men.
Prince John's eyes widen in shock.
You know, he hates you and he loves your brother, Richard. He wants to see you hanged.
The sheriff holds his head helpless with laughter.
We're in an awful lot of trouble.
What, are you crazy? Why are you laughing? This is terrible news.
You told me I was just trying to soften the blow.
Well, you blew it.
This is a knotty problem, sire, not easily solved.
Yes, you're right.
What to do? What to do? What to do? Got it! Latrine! The weird creature in the tower, the one who predicts my future.
Oh, yes, Latrine. Is she ugly?
An old woman with a pointed nose and wild white hair stands in a gloomy room.
Latrine! Latrine, all right, I must talk with you! Latrine! Latrine!
Ah! No!
Oh, it's you. There's a new threat to my power. What can you tell me about Robin of Loxley?
Robin of Loxley? Robin of Loxley. Let me see.
She takes things from her table.
Raven's egg. Blood of a hen. A little bit more blood, yes. Eyeballs of a crocodile. Testicles of a newt. I guess he's a transsexual now.
Prince John smiles and then looks queasy as all the ingredients are poured into a pan which stands over an open fire. Latrine stares into the mixture.
Robin of Loxley is handsome and brave. He seeks to regain his family's honour.
Are you certain?
Certain? You want certain? Hire yourself a witch. I'm just your cook. Here, eat this.
It's fabulous. Looks like a satyr at Vincent Price's house.
A disgusting-looking omelette.
Such an unusual name, Latrine. How did your family come by it?
We changed it in the 9th century.
You mean you changed it to Latrine?
Yeah.
Now, what about this Robin fella, huh? How can I stop him?
Maybe I could devise a magic potion. One that would make him unable to perform the slightest task. But in return, you must help me.
What are you kidding? Name it anything you want.
Put in a good word for me with the Sheriff of Rottingham. I've got the hots for him.
She waggles her tongue, then shows him a life-size cutout of the Sheriff.
I keep a likeness of him in my boudoir.
She caresses the cutout's shoulders.
Oh, Rotty, 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 Rotty.
I am amazed to think that a handsome blade like the Sheriff of Rottingham would ever want a creature like you.
She looks indignant.
Well, if you're going to puncture my dreams, you can forget about my promise to help you.
No, wait. Maybe if we got him drunk.
Latrine turns to Prince John and her sharp features buckle into a broad grin.
Very drunk. Got a shot.
Latrine giggles girlishly. The cutout of the sheriff now looks alarmed.
Good.
The trees as Robin, Achoo and Blinkin trot through the forest on the back of Robin's large brown and white horse.
Whoa!
They stop as up ahead, a tall, burly man stands on a footbridge and stares at them.
Dismount!
Robin, Achoo and Blinkin jump down off the horse. Robin watches the man.
Wait here. I'll go make sure it's safe.
Blinkin and Achoo stay by the horse as Robin strides towards the bridge. The burly man has a beard and long blonde hair. He leans on a long wooden staff and watches Robin with a steely expression. The bridge spans a small ditch, through which runs a weak trickle of very shallow water. Robin steps onto the bridge.
I say, would you mind, awfully getting out of the way?
I say, not until you pay the toll.
Toll? What toll?
Well, toll you pay for crossing my bridge.
I'm not paying any toll. This bridge is on my family's land. Well, used to be my family's land.
Hey, then you're Robin of Locksley.
The man shakes Robin's hand warmly.
And whom might you be?
Oh, they call me Little John. Hey, yeah, but don't let my name fool you. In real life, I'm very big.
I'll take your word for it. Now let me pass.
No. Sorry. But a toll is a toll, and a roll is a roll. And if we don't get no tolls, then we don't eat no rolls.
Little John smiles.
I made that up.
It's very fascinating. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Will!
A young dark-haired man carrying a staff comes out of the bushes behind Little John. He throws the staff to Robin.
Thank you.
A chew watches.
Abe Lincoln. Did you say Abe Lincoln? No, I say Abe Lincoln. I said, hey, Blinken. Hold the reins, man.
A chew pulls Blinken's hand up towards the reins, then walks across to the bridge.
Hey, Rob, Rob.
Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, look, man, you don't have to do this. Look, this ain't exactly the Mississippi. I'm on one side, see? I'm on the other side. I'm on the east bank. I'm on the west bank. It is not that critical.
Not the point. The principle of the thing.
Robin looks at Little John, who nods. A chew stares at them.
Nice knowing you.
He leaves. Little John yanks his staff forward, then brings it down across his shoulders. Robin holds his staff in both hands and assumes a fighting stance. Little John does the same. The two men attack and parry until suddenly both staffs snap in half. They look bewildered, then both throw half their staffs away. They continue fighting, swinging the remaining halves of their staffs like swords. Little John hits Robin on the toe. They break the staffs again. They now have staffs about 2 feet long and fight on, circling each other until the staffs break again, leaving them each with a length of staff about 1 foot long. Little John looks puzzled. He and Robin glance at each other and suddenly resume fighting positions, holding their small bits of staff out in front of them with both hands. Robin wraps Little John on the knuckles. Robin whacks him on the head. And then the foot. Little John falls into the ditch.
I can't swim! I'm drowning! I'm gonna drown!
Little John kicks his legs and thrashes about in a couple of inches of water. Robin looks bemused, then jumps down onto the bank and reaches out his hand. Little John grabs hold of Robin's wrist and Robin pulls him out. Will watches and smiles.
You're all right now.
He gives Robin a suffocating hug.
Robin, you saved me life.
Robin slaps his arm. Little John releases him and a chew runs over.
Oh, man, you're damaged.
Think nothing of it.
Hey, are y'all all right?
Ha! Let me introduce you to my friends. That is Blinken.
They wave.
And this is Achu. Oh,
bless you.
That's my name, man. Achu.
Here, let me introduce you to my best friend, Will Scarlet.
Yeah, Scarlet's my middle name. My full name is Will Scarlet O'Hara.
Robin and Achu exchange puzzled glances.
We're from Georgia.
He's deadly with his daggers.
Really? How's about a demonstration?
Gladly.
Will turns and reaches into the bushes behind him. He produces a bow and arrow and runs across to Robin. He gives Robin the bow and arrow and then runs back to his original position.
All right, Ian. Fire an arrow straight at my arm.
Robin frowns.
Are you serious? Absolutely.
Will produces two daggers and spins them in his hands. Robin shrugs and draws back the bow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
He fires the arrow and Will turns it into sawdust before it hits him. Robin and Achu gape.
Hey, what part of Georgia are you from? South Central?
Will smiles and blows on the smoking daggers. He makes to thrust them into their sheaths, but cuts his belt and his trousers fall down.
Well, I haven't quite figured that part out yet.
Will pulls his trousers back up.
I see.
I'm sorry about the tall thing, Robin. But I mean, it's Prince John. He's taken our homes and everything we own. We've nothing left.
Not to worry, little John. Even as we speak, I'm forming a plan to make trouble for our friends, Prince John and Rottingham. Tonight, I'll crush their party and serve warning that there are those who will fight to rid England of their tyranny.
Aye, good! We'll join you! Yeah!
No. I can't risk the lives of others. One man can get in more easily than half a dozen. Well, I must be off. Fare thee well. I'll see thee upon my return.
Aye, mate. Peace, bruh.
Little John waves as Robin runs towards his horse and tries to vault onto it. He falls short and ends up on his backside.
Man, white men can't jump.
A sign outside the castle reads valet parking. A man gets off his horse and hands the reins to a young man.
The ticket, sir.
The young man leads the horse away as people head in through the castle's main gate. Nearby, another man gets off his horse and takes an anti-theft lock, resembling a giant bicycle wheel lock, off his saddle. He puts the lock around the horse's neck, moves an adjustable bar up towards its head, and locks it in position with a padlock. In the castle, a large banquet is taking place. A white-faced mime looks to the left, then goes cross-eyed and looks to the right. He then mimes climbing up a pole. The sheriff and Prince John sit at the head table and watch him with bored expressions. Finally, the sheriff calls to his men.
Kill him!
They rush forward.
Oh, wait! You know, a mime is a terrible thing to waste.
The sheriff takes this in.
Let him go.
Maid Marian slowly walks down a flight of steps into the banqueting hall. Guards watch her pass and an old man leers. Marian wears a long green gown and a small crown on the back of her head. Ladies step aside and curtsy as she walks through the guests towards the prince's table.
Maid Marian, you know our good sheriff of Rottingham.
You look ravishing, my dear.
The sheriff licks his lips lasciviously and struts around the table towards her. He indicates her chair.
Please allow me to help you to your seat.
Marian looks at Prince John uncomfortably as the sheriff takes her hand. She sits and the sheriff kisses her wrist passionately.
Well, I must say that Prince John has spared no expense for tonight's party. We have exotic foods from across the seas, coconuts, bananas, and dates. Would you care for a date?
Yes, thank you.
How about next Thursday?
The doors swing open, crushing the guards on either side of them. Robin stands in the doorway with a wild pig across his shoulders.
Good evening.
It's him! That's Locksley!
Ladies in waiting murmur to themselves and Robin strolls in. The doors close and the crushed guards fall to the ground. Prince John looks uncomfortable as Robin steps up to his table and smiles.
Greetings, Your Highness.
He throws the pig onto the table.
Trafe.
A present for you and your guests.
That's a wild boar!
No, that's a wild pig. That's a wild boar.
He points to Prince John.
Ronnie! Very amusing!
Robin nods.
So you're Robin of Locksley, eh?
Robin bows and Marian smiles.
I've heard so much about you.
He sits on the table.
And you are?
Maid Marian.
Ah, Maid Marian. Rumours of your beauty have travelled far and wide, yet I see they hardly do you justice.
What a smoothie. He's definitely a smoothie.
He kisses her hand.
King, illegal forest, two pig wild, kill in it is.
What?
I mean, don't you know? It is illegal to kill a wild pig in the king's forest.
Is it not also illegal to sit in the king's throne and usurp his power in his absence?
Careful, Robin. You got too far.
I've only just begun. I've come to warn you that if you do not stop levying these evil taxes, I shall lead the good people of England in a revolt against you.
He looks away coolly.
Why should the people listen to you?
Because Unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
Robin smiles and Prince John jolts in his chair.
Tell you the truth, this guy's starting to get on my nerves.
Worry not, Your Highness. I shall dispose of this feathered upstart. I challenge you to a duel.
The sheriff swipes Robin around the face with his glove. Robin picks up an arm and gauntlet and clobbers the sheriff.
I accept.
Whoa! The sheriff holds his head and staggers back to his feet.
That's going to cost you, Locksley.
Please, put it on my bill.
So it's come down to this, has it? A fight to the death. A mano a mano. Man to man. Just you and me and my guards!
Two guards approach Robin, swords drawn. Robin pulls his sword and takes them both on. One of the guards falls across Prince John's table.
Check, please. Table one.
A group of guards force Robin onto a flight of stairs. Marion watches enraptured as Robin lunges at the guards, forcing them back. He then glances up at a heavy-looking chandelier hanging above their heads and chops one of three ropes which are tied off on the wall beside him. A chandelier lands on him. Marion gasps and the guards laugh. The doors are suddenly flung wide open. Prince John slides under the table as a Chew, Blinkin, Little John and Will charge in. Guests run out. Marion sighs adoringly as Robin fights off the guards on the staircase and slides down the banister to take on some more. Prince John looks nervously out from under the wild pig's leg. Will kicks and barges his way through the attacking guards. Little John knocks out a guard while the ladies in waiting watch from under the stairs. A man stands behind them and sneaks a peek down their low-cut tops. Robin fights a guard as Blinkin comes over.
Sir.
Ah, thank you, Blinkin.
Robin fights and drinks a tankard of ale.
We're winning, sir.
Indeed we are. Carry on.
Right, you're all. Ha!
Robin puts the tankard back on the tray and the battle continues. The sheriff lurches over to Prince John.
Save me, hurt them, hurt them!
Yes, save them, hurt you, I've got it!
Blinkin furiously battles what he believes to be an assailant, but is actually a post. A guard pins Robin against a table. Robin picks up half a melon. He squashes the melon into the guard's face as archers appear on the stairs. Robin ducks under the table and finds Maid Marian.
Maid Marian? Do you believe in love at first sight?
Depends on what you're looking at.
Well?
Yes.
They go to kiss as a pair of legs appear.
To be continued.
Robin crawls out from the table as Brunhilde crawls under it.
My liebchen, I'm so glad I found you. Come on, this party's getting rough.
She takes Marian's arm as Robin backs up the staircase, fending off two guards as he goes. Nearby, sawdust flies as Blinkin furiously whittles down the post. He runs his supposed assailant through and stands there, panting. Robin stands at the top of the stairs and an archer takes aim at him. Will throws his daggers at the archer. They pin the archer to a door. Will steps over and knocks him out. He pulls out the daggers and the archer slumps to the floor.
I'm good.
Bar the doors! Don't let them get away! Surround the great hall!
Now you're talking!
Guards close the large double doors and barricade them shut with a huge piece of wood. Marian and Brunhilde gasp in apprehension, and Robin looks on with concern from the top of the stairs. A huge battalion of knights wearing full armour and carrying pike staffs jog into the great hall from various entrances. The sheriff watches keenly and Prince John holds his ears.
I hope it's worth the noise!
The knights take up positions on the staircases and against the walls of the hall. Knights and guards slowly edge forward, forcing Will, Little John, Achoo and Blinkin up against the main doors. A length of rope is tied off on a wall near Robin on the staircase. He smiles and pulls it off his hook. Prince John grins.
We got him! We got him!
Robin tugs at the rope.
Aha! Right rope.
Robin swings off the stairs and across the great hall, kicking a knight in the back. The knights fall into each other and topple over like dominoes, leading down the hall, up one set of stairs, down the other set of stairs, and along the other side of the hall until the last knight falls. Marion and Broomhilda applaud.
Look at this. We went from royalty to recycling.
Robin and his men are at the door.
John, will you get the door?
Yeah, I'll try.
Well, it's been a wonderful party, and we'd love to stay and all that, but I'm afraid we really must dash. So, ta-ta.
Little John lifts the huge length of wood barricading the door and throws it at the remaining squad of guards. Robin looks across to Marion and blows her a kiss.
No, no, no.
Broomhilda catches it as Robin goes. At the camp, Little John speaks to Robin.
I sent word throughout England that each village should send the very best men they have. These are them.
Robin looks out at the shabby crowd. One man picks his nose and wipes it on his smock.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Robin steps forward on his podium.
Good people who have travelled from villages near and far, lend me your ears.
The men in the crowd pull off their ears and throw them at Robin.
That's disgusting. Hear me! Men the likes of Prince John and Rottingham must be stopped. Stopped from taxing us into poverty. Stopped from taking from us what is rightfully ours. If we stand up to them, all together as one, we can win the day. We shall go on to the end. We shall not flag or fail. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall defend our isle, whatever the cost may be. We shall never surrender. Then they shall save us. Never have so many, not so much, to so few.
The crowd nod off. Blinkin leans towards a chew.
That was beautiful. What's going on?
They're asleep.
A chew puts his hand on Robin's shoulder.
Hey, man. Tough room. Why don't you let me give it a try?
Okay.
They shake hands and Robin steps back with Will, Blinkin and Little John. A chew moves forward on the podium and looks at the dozing villagers. He puts on a pair of 60s-style black-rimmed glasses.
Look at yourself.
The men start.
Go ahead, take a look around.
They look at each other.
Oh, people have shared what you've been had. Hoodwit. Bamboozle. Run amok. We didn't land on Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Forest landed on us.
Robin steps forward again.
You all warmed up?
They touch hands.
Brother Achoo is right. And I say we fight back!
The men raise their fists.
Are you with me, yay or nay?
Which one means yes?
Yay. Yay! Men, grab your uniforms and equipment and prepare for the training sequence.
All right, gentlemen, grab your feathered caps, jerkins, bodkins, boots, swords, quivers, and pantyhose.
The men stand in line and get their costumes.
Now, men, the object of this exercise is to hit the target.
Robin aims his bow and arrow at some crude wooden targets. He fires and hits a bullseye.
Oh, all right.
Robin strides off and his men stand in front of a line of five targets. They all carry longbows and have quivers of arrows on their backs. One man tries to reach around his side, then over his shoulder to get an arrow, but can't get his hand to them. Robin turns to camera, then looks back and watches his men. The men try to fire. One lets go of his bow and it hits him in the face. One accidentally fires his arrow behind him, and another snaps his bow in half. Will and the men sit on horseback while Robin addresses them from a haycart.
Now, men, I want you to keep your eye on Will and do exactly as he does.
Will charges forward towards some dummy horsemen. He holds his staff like a joust and knocks one of the dummies off his wooden horse.
Yeah. Very good. Well done, Will.
Right. Right, Will.
That's not so hard. We could do that.
Right. He's okay.
Will rides back to Robin, who feeds him a biscuit.
Good boy. Ready, men?
The dummies have food cans for heads.
Charge!
The men charge forward en masse and hit the dummies with their staffs. The dummies remain standing and the men are thrown off their horses. Robin holds his head.
Well, man, maybe we should take the dummies in the bath.
Ha!
Robin laughs, then rubs his chin thoughtfully. Prince John is in his bath as the sheriff marches in.
Ah! Rather speak with you.
Courtiers blow bubbles into the bath through long tubes.
What are you smelling? These aren't my bubbles. Look on the pipes.
Your Majesty, I have terrible news.
What?
Strucky has loxed again.
What?
Loxley has struck again.
I'm going to need a little privacy so you guys can blow.
The courtiers blow harder.
Not blow. Blow!
The courtiers leave, taking their pipes with them, and Prince John bites his fingernails. His mole is now on his right cheek.
So depressed.
Your Majesty, come with me and I will show you something that will make you very happy.
Fetch the royal robe!
Your Majesty, stop me if I'm wrong about this, but wasn't your mole on the other side?
Prince John gapes.
I have a mole?
Outside.
What is it?
It's what we've named a stealth catapult. We've been working on it secretly for months. It can hurl one of these heavy boulders undetected over 100 yards, completely destroying anything it hits.
Wow! How does it work?
Well, it's quite simple, really. You just take one of these heavy rocks, put it here, where I'm sitting, and then pull on that lever.
You mean like this?
The sheriff goes hurtling through the air. Latrine prays in her room.
Oh, dear Lord. If you see fit to send me my one true love.
The sheriff crashes through the ceiling and lands on her bed. The sheriff looks horrified as she clambers onto him.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Leave her here! Oh, let me work my magic on you!
The sheriff pushes her off him and scoots off the bed.
I've got a headache!
Where are you going? Oh!
An old rabbi sits on a cart full of barrels as a dark brown mule pulls him along a track in the forest.
I don't like the way you're walking. You've been into the sacramental wine again. You're verschnicket. You drunken mule, you.
Up ahead, Robin stands on a large boulder with his men beside it.
Whoa, Marcus, whoa.
The mule stops.
Halt there, friend. You've just entered the territory of Robin Hood and his merry men.
The rabbi glances round at the men, then looks up at Robin and waggles his hand.
Fagelis?
The men look offended.
No. We're straight. Just merry.
As I. And who might you be with the exceptionally long feather in your hat?
I am Robin of Loxley.
Robin of Loxley? I've just come from Maid Marian, the lady whose heart you stole. You prince of thieves, you.
Robin jumps down from the boulder.
I knew her mother and father before they were taken in the plague, Lord and Lady Begell. You know you were meant for each other, you and Maid Marian. What a combination. Loxley and Begell. Can't miss.
Robin smiles.
And who are you, sir?
I am Rabbi Tuckman, purveyor of sacramental wine and moil extraordinaire.
Hello, Rabbi.
Hello, boys.
Moil. I don't believe I've ever heard of that profession.
Moyle, he's a very important guy. He makes circumcisions.
What, pray tell, sir, is a circumcision?
Oh, it's the latest rage. The ladies love it.
Well, I want one.
Oh, I'll take two.
Yeah, put me down too, man. Yeah. I get one.
I'm game. How's it done?
It's a snap. I take my little machine.
Tuckman produces a miniature guillotine.
I take your little thing. See? I put it into this little hole here and nip the tip.
He chops the end off a carrot.
Who's first?
Oh, change me mind.
I forgot, man. I already got one.
Question.
I gotta work on a much younger crowd.
Rabbi, you seem to be on the side of good. Will you join us and share with us some of your wisdom, some of your counsel, and perhaps some of your wine?
Wisdom and counsel, that's easy. But this is sacramental wine. It's only used to bless things. Wait a minute. There's things here. There's trees. There's rocks. There's birds. There's squirrels. Come on. We'll bless them all until we get verschnicket. Join me.
Yeah! A cheer for the rabbi! Yeah!
Tuckman and Robin's men cheerfully begin unloading the barrels off the cart. Castle.
Good evening, Don Giovanni.
Buonasera. Buonasera.
Yes, it was very good of you to come at such short notice.
Yes.
And all the way from Jersey.
Well, it is quite a drive.
Yes, but you do realize that Prince John expressly commanded this to be a secret meeting. I mean, who are these men?
These are my trusted associates. Am I right? Dirty Ezio.
A hood who looks like Clint Eastwood.
On my left, Filthy Luca.
Filthy Luca stands and stares blankly.
We thank you for inviting us on the day of your daughter's wedding.
No.
I hope her first child is a masculine child.
Shut up. We didn't even have a meeting yet.
Oh, yeah.
Filthy Luca sits.
All right. I understand that you have been bothered by this fruit, Robin Hood. And you want Robin rubbed out, eliminated, maybe even killed.
Yes, you put it succinctly.
Suck what?
Succinctly, it means perfectly.
Oh, yeah, may I do that?
Don Giovanni grabs a handful of nuts and cracks them. He holds a large lizard.
Don Giovanni, your lizard seems limp.
At my age, you know, sometimes... Oh, well, my lizard. Oh, no, he's just sleeping. That's all. Charlie.
He talks to the lizard.
Charlie, I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. You know, Charlie's got bad breath.
He looks away.
Oh. He's that excited, you know. Come on.
Don Giovanni puts the lizard down and wipes his hand on Dirty Ezio's jerkin. The sheriff grimaces.
Now, normally, I would be so happy to be of service to you. But there is something that weighs very heavily on my heart. In the years that we have been friends, England and Jersey, never once have you invited me to your home for coffee and cake. A gnoul, something, you know.
A go what?
A gnoul. It's a pastry with stuffing and it's got sprinkles on it.
Excuse me. I don't understand a word you're saying.
No, I just came back from the dentist and...
He takes cotton wool from his mouth.
Left in the cotton ball.
And hands it to Filthy Luca.
Take these cotton balls from you with my hand and put them in my pocket.
Don Giovanni watches him and shrugs.
Yeah, why not?
You know, your other associate says very little.
Well, my other associate says nothing.
And why is that?
Because my enemy cut out his tongue.
God grief! Why?
Well, because he went like this.
He pulls a face and waggles his tongue.
And he didn't like it, so cut out his tongue. Come over here. Go like this. He can't do it. I love to tease him.
Tell me, Don Giovanni.
Yeah, that's me. Why?
What do you intend to do about Robin Hood?
Listen to this. I got an idea. Tomorrow you're going to have your medieval fun and games. You make the most important event, the archery contest. Robin will not be able to resist.
Why is that?
We'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
I was just going to say that.
He throws nuts at Filthy Luca.
That's brilliant!
Thank you.
But...
What?
You do realize that Robin is the finest archer in the land.
Oh, no. Don't you understand? Luca is good, better, best. Show him your archery medals.
Filthy Luca opens his coat to reveal dozens of medals.
Wow-wee!
See, I couldn't have said it better myself. Now... Luca beats Robin at the archery contest, and then Dirty Ezio makes Robin no more.
Dirty Ezio pulls a crossbow pistol.
No more.
All right, you want plain English? Robin is going to be dead. D-E-D. Dead.
Don Giovanni and the sheriff chink goblets. They all laugh, and Don Giovanni points at Dirty Ezio.
You hear me?
Their laughter carries out of the open balcony doors. Maid Marian leans on another balcony above them and listens. She turns and clutches her chest in horror. She runs into her chamber and claps. The candles light.
Broomhilda, wake up! There's a foul plot afoot.
It's not my feet, I just washed them!
No. Prince John and the sheriff have hired men to kill Robin. Ooh. We must warn him immediately.
Wait, my lady. If Prince John should see us.
You're right. We'll go out the back.
Broomhilda gets up and they run onto the balcony.
Lady!
Marion swings her legs over the waist-high balcony wall and sits on it as a white horse walks forward and waits below her. She drops down onto its back.
Broomhilda, I'm going on ahead. Catch me up. Come on, lady. Farfrae Cougar!
A dark brown horse walks stiffly forward and waits beneath the balcony. With an effort, Broomhilda swings herself round to a sitting position on the balcony wall. The horse shakes his head. A subtitle reads, "She's got to be kidding." Broomhilda drops down and the horse sidesteps. Broomhilda lands heavily, smashing the concrete on the ground. She stands and grabs the horse's bridle.
Farfrae Cougar, if I were you, I would never do that again. Any questions?
The horse shakes his head. Good. Broomhilda walks around the horse and climbs up onto its back. The horse throws his head back and hits Broomhilda in the face. They gallop off. In the forest, Blinkin stands in the lookout tower. He holds his hand across his brow and turns left, then right. Robin walks through the forest on horseback. He looks up at Blinkin and sighs.
Blinkin, what are you doing up there?
Blinkin shrugs.
Guessing? I guess no one's coming.
Robin looks down wearily.
Please come down from there. Tweet.
Robin carries on through the forest.
Well, I guess there's a lad around here somewhere. Oh, here we are. Right.
Blinkin feels a wooden ladder which is propped against the tower. He squeezes through the tied-together branches that make up the tower and knocks the ladder over with his backside. He leans forward and grabs for it. Blinkin falls out of the tower and lands heavily on the ground. He staggers to his feet. Blinkin dusts himself down and walks towards a tree. He looks at his hands and freezes in amazement.
I can see!
He turns and slams into the tree, then totters back thoughtfully.
No, I was wrong.
He puts his hat back on and slowly walks off with his hands held out in front of him. Two wooden huts have ye old porter privy above the doors. Little John and Will come out. Little John struggles with his tights.
Oh, I mean, these are hard to get on. Let's face it, you've got to be a man to wear tights.
Little John adjusts his tights and turns away.
Will, how me seems?
Perfect.
Every time.
The rest of the merry men join them.
We're men in tights. We roam around the forest looking for heights. We're men in tights. We run from the rich and give to the poor, that's right.
Little John moves Blinkin to face the right way.
But what would you say, or else we'll put out your lights?
The men make a punching gesture and Blinkin hits Will.
Always on guard, defending the people's rights.
The merry men put their arms around each other's shoulders and form a can-can kick line. They drop to their knees and assume macho poses.
We're men, manly men, we're men in tights. We roam around the forest looking for fights. We're men in tights. We run from the rich and give to the poor, that's right. We may look like pansies, but don't get us wrong or else we'll put out your lights. We're men.
Blinkin accidentally punches Little John.
Tights, always on guard defending the people's rights. When you're in a fix, just call for the men in tights. We're a bunch.
Marion and Broomhilda slowly walk on horseback through the nighttime forest. Marion adjusts her long purple gown as they approach the outlaws' camp. A couple of the merry men look surprised, and Robin strides over to Marion's white horse.
Marion.
He helps her down, and they gaze warmly at each other. Little John jogs over to Broomhilda.
Here, allow me.
Oh, thank you.
He strains to lift her off the horse and falls backwards with her. Broomhilda caresses his chest.
You're so sweet. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah. You can get off me.
She lets go of his head. The men laugh.
Little John. I panicked.
Will walks over to Little John and helps him up. Robin looks at Marion imploringly.
Oh,
Darling, what are you doing here?
I've come to warn you. Prince John and Rottingham have hired murderers to kill you at the fair tomorrow. You mustn't go.
That's easy. I won't.
I'm so happy. They were going to try to lure you there by having an archery contest.
An archery contest?
Their archer is unbeatable.
Really?
Robin, promise you won't go.
All right. I promise you won't go.
Thank you.
Hmm? Hey, wait a minute, Robin. You said it.
Cool it.
Chill.
Come, my dear.
Brimhilda coughs sternly, and Robin leads Marian away from Brimhilda and the men, who shift awkwardly. He brings her to a small campfire by a moonlit pool.
The night is young, and you're so beautiful. B-flat.
The night is young.
Marian jumps in shock, then smiles coyly.
Here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart.
Marian sighs breathlessly as Robin sings to her. The campfire projects their silhouettes against a white sheet hanging on the washing line. The merry men sit on felled trees and watch like a cinema audience.
When do we start?
Will, Achu, Little John and Blinkin click their fingers and sing backing. Marian looks round in the direction of the music and frowns. The merry men sway in time as they watch the white sheet. Robin grimaces and holds his groin. Robin sweeps Marian down in his arms and sings into her face. Her hair is blown back and her features contort against the gust.
What can I do?
Robin assumes a heroic pose and his long sword tilts upwards on his hip, creating a very suggestive silhouette. The merry men gasp and applaud. Some give Robin a standing ovation. Robin hears the noise and pulls down the curtain. The merry men groan in disappointment when they see it was just his sword. Maid Marian looks embarrassed and adjusts her gown. Robin awkwardly ushers her away to a tree on the edge of the clearing.
Oh, my dearest, I'm ready for that kiss now.
But first, I must warn you, it could only be a kiss. For I am a virgin and could never go all the way.
But
unless, of course, I were married. Or if a man pledged his endless love to me.
Yes.
Or if I knew that he desperately cared for me. Or if he were really cute.
Robin takes her hand.
Oh, but my darling, you're shivering. Are you cold? What are you wearing underneath that cape?
Practically nothing.
Robin sighs and moves against her.
Oh, except that. I forgot to tell you about my chastity belt. It's an Everlast.
I'll bet.
Oh, darling, don't despair. For it is written on a scroll. One day he who is destined for me shall be endowed with the magical key that will bring an end to my virginity.
Oh, Marian, if only it were me.
Oh, if it were you, it would be terrific.
They go to kiss.
Achtung! No ding ding without a wedding ring.
Brimhilda watches and Robin snaps his fingers in frustration. They go to kiss again. Marian turns away tetchily and stomps back to her horse, leaving Robin frozen with his lips puckered. He turns sadly as Marian mounts her horse and sits side saddle.
Goodbye, my dearest.
Robin and Marian wave, then Marian turns her horse round and walks it away. Brimhilda follows on her horse.
Toodaloo. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao. Ding dong there.
Royal archery contest. Little John, Achu, Will and Blinkin are dressed as women and walk among the townspeople. They wear long dresses and elaborate hats with veils.
Time out, time out.
What is wrong?
I should have never worn these shoes.
These don't match my purse.
Blinkin', fix your boobs. You look like a bleeding Picasso.
He adjusts his breasts.
Goodness gracious.
He punches them into position as they walk on.
Peanut power here!
In the stands, a vendor throws packets of peanuts to the spectators. In the royal box, trumpets blare into Prince John's ears. He shudders and rubs his head as one of the trumpeters tucks his trumpet under his arm and shouts,
"The Royal Archery Contest is about to begin! Archers, take your places!"
8 men line up. Among them are Filthy Lucre and an old man with a white moustache. Prince John leans into the sheriff.
"Are we..."
He gestures.
"Prepared,
sir."
The sheriff points up to one of the castle towers, where Dirty Ezio peers out through one of the window slits. Inside the tower, a sign on the wall reads, "Royal Folio Depository." Dirty Ezio takes his crossbow pistol from a case lined with red velvet. He loads a bolt and returns to the window. Prince John nods approvingly.
Good.
It's good.
Archers! To the line!
Marion and Brimhilda look on as the competitors stand in a line and prepare to fire. The white-haired old man wears a long brown cloak and wide-brimmed hat.
Ready?
The old man aims.
Aim!
Pushing back the brim of his hat.
Wait for it!
Brimhilda frowns.
Fire!
The arrows scatter around the target and two hit the bullseye. Courtiers bring a new target.
You archers that hit the bullseye can stay!
The competitors leave, apart from Filthy Lucre and the old man. The sheriff sits up.
There he is. The old man is Locksley.
The old man glances at Filthy Lucre and Prince John frowns.
Are you sure? It looks like Mark Twain.
The sheriff watches and rubs his fingers tensely.
The old man may go first.
The old man aims and fires. His arrow sails into the centre of the bullseye. Filthy Lucre nods admiringly and the sheriff stands.
Well done, Robin of Locksley.
Brimhilda and Marion widen their eyes in shock and the old man pulls off his hat and false nose. The white hair and moustache come away with them to reveal Robin. He turns to the crowd who roll their fists like modern sports fans. Brimhilda and Marion secretly do the same.
We gotta stop him!
Little John and the others run forward.
Sorry, ladies, this is the royal entrance. You'll have to go round the other way.
Prince John pulls the sheriff down.
Look what you've done, you idiot! Now he's even more of a hero to the people.
Luca Pazzo still has a shot.
But he hit the very center of the bullseye.
Schmuck! Wait and watch, sire.
Achu and Little John watch anxiously through the guards as Filthy Lucre loads his arrow, takes aim and fires, splitting Robin's arrow in half.
He split Robin's arrow in twain!
Prince John leans over.
Things are looking up, huh?
The sheriff nods and Brimhilda and Marion look disappointed. The crowd lift Filthy Lucre into the air and carry him off, while Robin stares at the target with his mouth hanging open. The crowd jeer and give him the thumbs down. Little John looks desperate.
Oh, Robin's in trouble! Trouble!
They barge through the guards.
I lost? Wait a minute, I'm not supposed to lose. Let me see the script.
He pulls the script out of his pocket as his men reach him. Robin reads as the crowd pelt them with cabbages.
They're good, they've opened a salad bar.
Wait! I get another shot!
Marion watches hopefully.
Does Robin get another shot?
Prince John and the sheriff both pull scripts from underneath them and read. They turn to each other with disappointed expressions.
Yes, he does, he does.
Brimhilda and Marion grin and a man in the crowd stands.
And ladies, silence, listen. Robin has another shot.
Yeah!
Let's give him the chop.
The crowd watch Robin and make a chopping gesture with their hands. Prince John turns to the sheriff with an anxious expression.
Quick, eliminate him before he shoots!
The sheriff waves up at the tower. Dirty Ezio aims his crossbow pistol down at the fair and fixes Robin in the crosshairs. He fires. Blinkin catches the bolt.
How
How did you do that?
I heard that coming a mile away.
Very good, Blinken. Well done.
Pardon? Who's talking? Patriot Arrow?
Robin places a large white arrow with Patriot Arrow written on its side into his bow. He fires as Filthy Luca nudges his knee. Little John punches Filthy Luca and the Patriot Arrow sails up into the air, then turns and heads off to the left. It heads back to Earth, then changes direction and flies under the grandstands in the Royal Box, making the spectators leap up in a Mexican wave. It performs another sharp turn and hits the target in the bullseye, destroying the other arrows. Marion leaps up and pulls back her fist triumphantly. Marion hugs Broomhilda and Little John leaps into the air. The sheriff stands angrily.
Arrest him!
Guard sees Robin and shove his men out of the way as the sheriff comes down from the Royal Box.
Moxley is a traitor to the crown! It'll be so much fun to watch you hang!
Marion watches desperately.
Wait!
The sheriff turns.
What for?
If you promise not to kill Robin, I shall do the most disgusting thing that I can think of.
Prince John's eyes widen.
What's that?
Marion hesitates.
I shall marry you.
What? You'll be mine. You'll give yourself to me every night. And sometimes right after lunch.
He looks hopeful.
Yes. But only my body. You can never have my heart, my mind, or my soul.
Oh, yes, I respect that.
He saunters off cheerfully and Marion frowns at him.
Marion, my life's not worth it. Just say nay.
Marion struggles.
Walk this way.
The sheriff tosses his head and swaggers off, swinging his hips. Robin and the guards shrug. They toss their heads and swagger after him, swinging their hips in the same way. Marion sighs miserably and Prince John stands.
Send word to one and all in one.
It's a little redundant, isn't it?
What?
Shut up! Tell everybody that before the day's out, we shall have a wedding. Or a hanging. Either way, we ought to have a lot of fun, huh?
The crowd stand and cheer, and Prince John encourages them. Robin's men look on helplessly.
Man, we are grossly outnumbered.
Yeah, so what can we do? We gotta get the villagers.
The villagers? They're not ready to fight.
Man, we are choiceless.
Hey, Blinken, what's the fastest way to reach the villagers?
Why don't we fox them?
Fox them?
Fox them.
Fox them!
Robin's men stand by a wooden cage with a sign on it that reads 12th Century Fox. A peasant lifts a fox out of the cage and puts a note into a canister on its back. Another peasant talks to the fox.
Now, Mickey, take this message to the village as fast as you can. Now, pay attention. Have you got it?
Good.
The peasants nod to each other and release the fox. It races across the clearing towards the wood.
Come on, y'all, let's get out this lady's clothing. Get into our tights.
In the castle grounds, an abbot carrying a long staff walks along a red carpet flanked by guests.
Sorry.
Good morrow, abbot.
Good morrow.
Welcome, abbot.
Good morrow.
Hello, abbot.
Good morrow.
Hey, abbot!
Hate that guy.
He scowls and walks on to a ceremonial altar, which has been set up on a platform beside Robin's gallows. The abbot and the sheriff step onto the platform.
She's
Marion and Prince John come out of the large castle gateway. They walk together along the red carpet as the honour guard draw their swords. Robin has a noose around his neck and watches with a steely expression. Prince John turns and points a remote control handset at the gateway. The portcullis slides down behind them and Prince John and Marion walk on, with Broomhilda following. They step up to the altar and the sheriff takes Marion's hand. Marion glances across at Robin on the gallows and pulls her hand away.
What's going on?
Just in case you change your mind, my dear.
I will conduct the opening prayer in the new Latin.
The abbot reads from his Bible.
O ordle, ivis gay, oye, essings blay. Amen.
Amen.
The sheriff looks at Marion.
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of Mervyn, the sheriff of...
The abbot smirks.
Your name is Mervyn?
Prince John tries not to laugh and the sheriff shifts testily.
Shut up, shut up! Continue with the service!
Okay, Mervyn.
Prince John bursts out laughing and the sheriff turns angrily to the guests behind him. He turns back and snatches Marion's hand with a furious expression.
Do you, Sheriff of Rottingham, take Maid Marion of Bagel to be your lawful wedded wife, to love and to hold in sickness and in health, till death do you part?
Yes, I do! Get on with it!
And do you, Marion, vow to do all the stuff I just said to him?
Say I do, or Robin dies.
I...
A chew shoots an arrow, severing the noose rope.
I do... not!
Robin struggles to free his bound wrists as the merry men slap Achu's hands.
Who's the maid? Who's the maid? Go!
Arrest them! Seize them! Stop them!
Hang them! Hang them!
Look! The villagers are coming!
A man points and the guests scatter as the villagers charge into the castle grounds, wearing their brown jerkins, green tights and feathered hats. Robin slips his noose off and hands it to the executioner.
I believe this belongs to you, sir.
Well, you know what they say. No noose is good noose.
The villagers and guards fight and Robin watches with his hands on his hips. A chew climbs up beside him and Robin shakes his hand.
Nice shooting, Achu.
I tell you the truth, I was aiming for the hangman.
The merry men join them as the guards approach.
Uh-oh, fellas. We got company.
On the count of jump.
Wait for it.
Jump!
They jump up and grab hold of the gibbet. The guards charge onto the gallows and fly straight off the other side. The guards are jammed into the ground by their swords. The outlaws high five. Blinkin misses and falls flat on his face. Little John helps him up while the battle continues in the castle grounds. The sheriff sheathes his sword and sneers at Marion.
I shall have you married or no.
He forces her down on the altar and wraps her in the ceremonial cloth. On the gallows, Robin and his men fend off the guards as the portcullis opens and the sheriff runs through the gateway with Marion on his back. Robin and his men fight the attacking guards, while in the grounds, a villager knocks out two guards and a woman attacks another guard with a small twig. A chew taps Robin's shoulder and points to the castle.
The sheriff! You got your woman, man!
He carries Marion along the battlements.
Who's taking her in the tower? You're gonna defile her in the tower!
Ooh. I'm sorry we don't have enough time for romance, my dear.
Marion lies on his bed and he leaps onto her.
I hope she's still wearing her iron underwear.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, I shall never submit!
She shakes as the sheriff attacks the chastity belt with a pneumatic drill. The door bursts open.
Aha!
Robin!
Robin steps in and draws his sword.
Prepare for the fight scene.
The sheriff drops the drill.
Forgive the interruption, my darling.
He draws his sword.
I'll dispatch your love, and then come back and finish the job.
He scrambles off the bed and lunges at Robin.
On guard! Thanks for the warning.
The sheriff's sword hits a stone pillar and sends out a large spark.
Shocking!
The sheriff spins round and backs Robin into an alcove. One-handed, Robin coolly counters the sheriff's lunges.
Parry, parry, thrust, thrust, good!
The sheriff backs against the fireplace and scorches his behind. They stand face to face in front of the fireplace and resume the fight. Robin drives the sheriff back through an archway and the fire casts their shadows onto the wall. They stop fighting and make shadow puppets with their hands. Robin makes a dog and the sheriff makes a duck. The dog and duck attack each other and the duck wins. Marion looks fearful as the fight recommences. The sheriff ducks a lunge and Robin thrusts his sword through the window. One of the film crew is outside the window and Robin skewers his sandwich.
Hey! Oh, sorry!
Robin holds out his sword and the man retrieves his sandwich. The sheriff runs clear and turns as Robin attacks. The two men move close to each other and grapple. The sheriff snarls. sheriff pulls a dagger from his belt and thrusts it at Robin's throat. He misses and hooks Robin's locket around the blade. The sheriff yanks the dagger away, and the locket sails through the air. Marion watches from the bed as the locket hits a stone arch and shatters open. A key drops out of the locket and falls towards the bed. Robin and the sheriff watch in amazement as it lands right in the lock of Marion's chastity belt.
It is the key to the greatest treasure in all the land.
Robin, this means you've always been my one true love because it's just the right size.
It's not the size that counts, it's how you use it.
Robin!
Robin ducks the sheriff's sword and thumps him in the face. He falls into a chair. Robin kisses his sword and the sheriff pulls a knife.
Thank you, my friend.
Robin holds his sword under his arm as the sheriff staggers towards him and runs onto the point. Robin looks bewildered, then turns to see the sheriff's contorted face over his shoulder. The sheriff totters back and holds the sword handle.
Oh, it's not so bad.
He sees the blade sticking out of his back.
I was wrong!
He falls backwards as Latrine comes into the room.
You fool!
You don't have to die.
I don't?
No. I've got this magic pill that could save your life. And I'll give it to you if you promise to marry me and be mine forever.
The sheriff raises his eyebrows and looks at Robin uncertainly.
Oh, all right. Yes, yes.
He takes the pill and Latrine pulls the sword out from his stomach. Blue magic circles radiate from the wound.
How do you feel now?
Good, good. Surprisingly good. And yet, somehow, incredibly depressed.
Latrine holds her face close to his. She stands, grabs his ankles and drags him to the door. She stops and turns.
I always wanted to marry a cop.
Wait! I've changed my mind!
She drags him down the hallway. Marion turns to Robin.
I love you, Robin of Loxley.
And I you, Marion of Baggy Hole.
Robin lifts her up in his arms and carries her across to the bed. Robin lies her down and takes off his hat. He puts his hand on Marion's leg and she moves it towards her chastity belt.
Oh, my darling. At last.
He touches the lock.
No!
Brunhilde bursts in and Robin rolls his eyes.
Wait, wait! You're not married yet. Before you do it, you must go through it. Or else I blew it.
Marion and Robin exchange weary glances and shrug. A little later, they skip up to the altar with the merry men and the wedding guests behind them.
Hey, Rabbi!
A sign outside a tent reads, Rabbi Tuckman, circumcisions. Special offer, half off.
Who calls?
It is I, Robin. We wish to get married, in a hurry.
Married in a hurry? That's wonderful. Wait, I'm on my last customer. I'll be right out.
He goes back in.
Put a little ice on it, it'll be fine.
He walks to the altar.
Married in a hurry, married in a hurry. Please invite me to the bris. Now, are you ready? Robin, do you?
I do.
Marion, do you?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and...
I object!
Who asked?
It's King Richard, back from the Crusades!
Prince John groans.
Boy, now I'm in trouble.
King Richard removes the crown from the head of the kneeling Prince John.
You are no longer worthy to wear this sacred symbol of authority.
Richard puts it on.
Please have mercy on me, brother. It wasn't my fault.
Brother, you have surrounded your given name with a foul stench. From this day forth, all the toilets in this kingdom shall be known as... John's. Yeah. No! Take him away!
Robin's men grab Prince John.
Put him in the Tower of London!
He points.
Make him part of the tour.
Prince John is dragged away. Richard's tall and lean with a bald head and goatee beard. He wears chainmail and a tabard.
Robin, the news of your great deeds has reached me even in Jerusalem. England owes you and your men a great debt of gratitude. Henceforth, all your family's rights and land shall be returned, and you shall rule all Sherwood from this day forth.
King Richard draws his sword.
Kneel, Robin of Locksley.
Robin removes his hat and kneels down.
And arise, Sir Robin of Locksley.
Richard touches Robin's shoulders with the sword. Robin stands.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me, King. Why, if you like this guy so much, do you object to his marrying Maid Marian?
I have no objections, but I have not yet kissed the bride. It is a custom and my royal right. Hold this, father.
Rabbi.
Whatever.
Richard gives Tuckman his sword and takes Marian's hand. She steps up onto the platform and Richard kisses her. He leans her back and kisses her passionately. Tuckman looks to the camera.
Good to be the king.
Richard stands her back up and breaks off. Marian looks dazed.
Oh, you may marry them.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Here's your knife.
Sword.
Whatever. Okay, where did we leave off? Oh, that's right. We're up to the best part. Do you, Marian?
I do.
Do you, Robin?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and...
Tuckman looks to King Richard, who winks.
Wife.
Marian smiles emotionally. She turns to Robin and they kiss. Brunhilde watches tearfully from the crowd.
We're going to have to remodel the castle to make room for all the babies.
Little John puts his arm round her and kisses her head. Robin turns to the crowd.
For my first order of business, I wish to appoint a new Sheriff of Rottingham. My friend, at you.
All right. A black sheriff?
He's black?
And why not? It worked in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Robin and Marian ride away on horseback and the crowd wave them off. A sign on the horse's backside reads, Just Married. A caption appears. The end. ITFC audio description by Alan Blyton and Lonnie Evans.
So that's our story, and it worked out good. King Richard's on his throne and Robin's back in the hood. So let's bid our friends a fond adieu and hope we meet again in Robin Hood too. I said, hey.
The rappers perform in the forest, then freeze in streetwise poses.
Rise, Sir Robin of Locksley.
Buonasera, buonasera.
Hey, I'm bad!
I hate that guy. Fagalus?
Robin carries Marian into an elegant bedchamber. They gaze lovingly at each other.
Welcome home, Mrs. of Locksley.
Mrs. of Locksley. Oh, I'm so happy.
Robin carries her over to the bed and lays her down gently.
Oh, my dearest.
Shall I turn the key?
Oh, yes, darling. But please.
She reveals the chastity belt. They kiss and Robin twists the key. End credits roll as the camera pulls away from Locksley Hall.
Darling.
What?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
It won't open.
What?
Wait, I have an idea. Call a locksmith!
Call a locksmith!